to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, folks, the mystery is over. The winner has been revealed. After a month of waiting, it turns out an 84-year-old woman in Florida has won the $590 million Powerball lottery. $590 million, 84 years old. As for how much tax she's going to have to pay on that $590 million, the IRS said it's too soon to tell because they don't know whether she's a Republican or a Democrat. So it's going to be a while. It's going to take a while to figure that out. Yeah.
That's Jay Leno having some fun at the expense of the IRS. IRS scandal, number one item on the countdown this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 7th of June. Here's a rundown of the top 10 in Talk Radio this week, determined by the folks at Talkers.com, who had an excellent convention in New York. You can check it out at Talkers.com. There's video and audio. I think you might find it pretty interesting, as a matter of fact, because most of you are listening to this program are devotees of the format. That's sort of a given. Let's get to the list itself. Number 10, Major League Baseball drug suspensions. Chrysler's recall refusal is number 9 this week. Number 8 item, military sexual assaults and all the hearings that are being held and how foolish the men who are running the military look and sound. Number 7, the Supreme Court ruling on swabbing, DNA swabbing. NSA phone record seizure, number 6. Number 5, immigration reform. The child lung transplant case is at number 4. Eric Holder and the Department of Justice and their scandals, number 3. Susan Rice, that's a scandal, number 2. The IRS scandal, number 1. We get scandals everywhere. Here's host Rob Schilling talking to Dan Epstein from the group Cause of Action about Epstein's battle with the IRS.
This is a very daunting subject because most people I know are just scared to death of the IRS.
Yeah, you know, and really appreciate the opportunity to share kind of what Cause of Action, my organization, has done on this issue and what we think are some good ideas that Congress and the executive branch should do.
So given that there are so many who are, in fact, fearful of the IRS, maybe wouldn't agree with me, but I think a lot of people are really scared of the heavy hand of the IRS. How do we start? How do we begin with IRS scandals when people are being monitored now for the content of their speech?
You know, I think that's a very important question. It's, you know, the power to tax is the power to destroy. This has been realized in our constitutional jurisprudence, and it's been realized in the history of this country. The Tea Party, the Boston Tea Party, was formed to stop a tax. We now have the tax authority going after the Tea Party. This is a constitutional moment, and I think what we honestly learn from this is the significance of having an accountable and transparent administration. We need to know the answers. We need the White House, we need the Justice Department, and we need Congress to fully lay out the facts as they occurred. You know, I think one of the things that's important to understand is that while we want to celebrate two things that the executive branch has done so far, number one, the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration issuing the report that ultimately had Lois Lerner, who runs the Exempt Organizations Division of the IRS, make certain statements. You know, that started the congressional attention on this issue, and we also have Attorney General Holder saying that he has instructed the FBI to investigate and gather facts. But that all being said, what has not been evaluated is what those two actions actually mean. We know that TIGTA released a report. What hasn't been discussed is that that report was not an investigation. No subpoenas were issued. No criminal enforcement actions were brought. No interviews of employees were made. What it was an audit. It was a random sample of applications and a review of those applications. That was it.
No, that doesn't sound very substantive.
And it's not.
So this is smoke and mirrors, in other words.
That's right. And now we have Attorney General Holder who, it sounds good that the FBI is looking into this, but what we know is that Attorney General Holder, under federal law, has the ability, if he believes that a criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted, and there would be a conflict of interest if the DOJ or the FBI, being a part of the DOJ, were to investigate it, and the public interest requires the appointment of an independent investigator, then Attorney General Holder has the authority to appoint a special counsel. So by saying that the FBI is going to investigate this, he's disclosing that he's not going to appoint a special counsel, that he does not think this is a great matter of public interest, and that he does not think that there's a necessary need for independence.
Up next, more on the IRS and this week's hearings when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Super Saturday Sale is this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Walt Clyde Frazier. Are you having more and more urges to use the bathroom? Like when you're on a job or at home trying to sleep. Don't let your prostate health give you the crossover move on your life. There's one thing being number one, and then there's another thing constantly going number one. That's why there's only one supplement I trust for prostate health, Super Beta Prostate. It's got natural ingredients that will make your prostate percolate. Super Beta Prostate will post and toast those urges to go and put the stifling D on nighttime bathroom trips. And you can try it free. All you have to do is call for a free 30-day supply. I believe in Super Beta Prostate. I believe it will change your life, and I know you'll love it too.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry, this free offer's for a limited time only. Call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Maryland license number 0016985, Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Guard is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Guard is a nonprofit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Guard help you, even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt. Stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
This is our weekly talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen, counting up from number 1 to number 10 on the talk radio topic list. Number 1 is the IRS scandal. Here from CNN, Dana Bash reports on the hearings this week seem to focus on the excessive spending of the IRS. You know, that $50 million at their conventions? How many of you paid for that?
The star witness was the star of this now infamous IRS Star Trek video, Spock.
If my calculations are correct, total anarchy will occur in 11 hours.
What were you thinking?
Those videos were, at that time they were made, were an attempt to, in a well-intentioned way, use humor. The fact of the matter is it's embarrassing, and I apologize.
Ferris Fink is now commissioner of the IRS division that held a lavish $4 million conference in Anaheim, California, where parody videos estimated to cost $50,000 were played. The committee's top Democrat was outraged.
I live in a block where most people don't even make $50,000 a year. But yet still we can produce a video that has no redeeming value. None.
During the conference, Fink, a 32-year IRS veteran, stayed in an upgraded hotel suite like this. The IRS Inspector General called that inappropriate and other spending wasteful, like $17,000 for an artist to paint celebrities. And $64,000 in swag we first showed you earlier this week. Canvas bags, notebooks, even a plastic squirting fish.
Why would people get a plastic squirting fish?
I honestly have no idea what the plastic squirting fish was.
Frustration boiled over at Fink, then the division's second-in-command, for admitting he didn't know how or why millions of taxpayer dollars were spent at this conference.
You're totally ignorant of the expenses.
I was not involved in the planning
or
execution.
You're in charge. This is what's so infuriating. You're in charge.
Lawmakers repeatedly blasted Fink for IRS hypocrisy. The agency that requires taxpayers to save receipts did not save its own documents to show what it spent at the conference.
At the time of the conference, there was no guidelines or requirement to track cost.
Fink admitted it actually may have cost millions more.
Could it be $5 million, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Could it be $6 million? Think carefully. You're under oath.
Yeah.
Could it be $6 million?
There's no way that I know that.
Now, two IRS employees were placed on administrative leave this week for violating ethics rules, they say because they accepted free food at a party at one of those at the conference. Now, one thing that we should keep in mind, though, is that part of the problem here is that most of this lavish spending was compliant with IRS rules at the time. Since they have changed, but really became clear watching this that the rules were not good at the time and it allowed this spending to run amok.
Talk host John Williams talking to David Walker here, former U.S. Comptroller General under Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, about his reaction to what's been going on at the IRS.
Well, when you watch this story unfold over the last month, what are some of the things you're thinking? Are you surprised? Are you surprised by the reaction of the American people? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm surprised and disappointed. I mean, we all know that the IRS is not a beloved institution. It's one that, quite frankly, is supposed to be involved in objective, nonpartisan, and non-ideological administration of the U.S. tax laws. If anything, it needs to lead by example. It needs to be beyond reproach. You know, my organization, I was shocked to find out last night, the Comeback America Initiative, was actually one of the ones that was referred to in the Atlantic article.
Yeah, I noticed you're number four on their list.
Right. Well, remember, it's good news and bad news. It's good news for us, bad news for the IRS. The good news for us is that we were targeted, but we were deemed to be a centrist, basically a nonpartisan organization. That's what we are. Nonpartisan solutions ought to get bipartisan support. That's good for us. But it's bad for the IRS because it shows that they were considering ideology and political considerations in doing their reviews, and that's really not appropriate for the IRS. Obviously, you know, the issue associated with spending $50 million on various employee conventions and meetings is a tremendous embarrassment. You know, look, they need to, frankly, be beyond reproach. They have lost the trust of the Congress, lost the trust of the American people, and now what they're going to need is somebody to come in to try to be able to regain that trust and to transform the agency. While recognizing that the vast majority of the people do a good job, but there's a problem that's got to
right.
be dealt.
What was the biggest sin of the IRS over the last 3 years? I mean, if we go back to 2010, say, what was the biggest sin that they committed?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think the recent developments are the ones that are most in the forefront of public mind because it goes right to whether or not they're administering the tax laws in a nonpartisan, non-ideological manner. You know, there have been concerns about the IRS in the past going all the way back to the Nixon administration.
But pardon me, if I may, I ask that sure. question because I thought you would at least seize on this. It is possible over the last few years mm-hmm. that a lot of Tea Party organizations popped up in response to the Obama administration and maybe the Health Care Act. You just wrote an article about that recently
yeah,
with a
yeah,
lot of
I
concerns.
Mean,
well, so naturally then there would be closer scrutiny to this new wave of organizations coming up, which are overwhelmingly conservative as opposed to liberal.
Well, I think there's a legitimate issue with regard to whether or not people are properly using tax-exempt status and whether or not they are crossing the lines, whether they be on the right or the left.
Coming up, we're going to shift the focus to Susan Rice and Eric Holder when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, week-ending overview of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. At number two this week of the countdown, the progression of Susan Rice's career, here's radio man Jeff Messer, a left-of-center host who doesn't think very much of the president's decision to name Susan Rice as his new national security advisor.
Obama picks Susan Rice as his new national security advisor. Well, he just likes inviting trouble, doesn't he? You know, for a guy that's conciliatory, this seems like a strange pick. Of course, Susan Rice got in all kinds of hot water trouble over just kind of saying the wrong things, being inarticulate, not really having all the facts straight, and being ushered out onto the morning news shows, which got the ire of John McCain, who's like, why is that little brown woman sitting in my seat? I'm usually on the show. President Obama is naming UN Ambassador Susan Rice. See, she was a UN ambassador when she was on those morning shows. People forget that. They're like, you know, wasn't she like Condi Rice? You know, one Rice is like the other. No, not the same. She's not in the same kind of situation. But it does seem like they were being rather petty. Well, anyway, Obama's named UN ambassador Susan Rice to replace his top national security advisor, Tom Donilon, who is resigning. Wouldn't you? The appointment marks a significant shakeup of Obama's foreign policy team, which Donilon has helped lead since Obama took office. How well he's helped lead it, I'm not so sure that they're all crackerjacks working in the White House right now. Not the best and brightest, I don't think. It's like having the entire kind of the entire Apple Genius Bar trying to change a flat tire. They can reprogram your computer, and they can download some antivirus software, but they don't know which way a tire iron goes. Sometimes you need to know how to use one of those things. If you're going to get anything done in Washington, at least.
Speaking of the Obama administration, Eric Holder in the Justice Department, number three on the countdown. Greta Van Susteren here talks to Congressman Peter King about Attorney General Holder missing or ignoring the deadline to explain his previous testimony.
Why was the deadline, and what are you going to do now that it wasn't answered?
Well, you know, Jim Goodlatte is one of the most respected members in the House. His committee set this deadline, and basically it's because Eric Holder, certainly there's at least a misstatement, there's certainly a contradiction, at worst there's perjury, and it's up to Jim Goodlatte and the Judiciary Committee. But the fact the deadline has been missed, I would expect them to take strong action. I don't want to be telling Jim Goodlatte what to do, but if I were Eric Holder, I would think right now that I'm in a very precarious position, because he is basically defying the Congress, as I see it, and he's a different person who's supposed to be administering justice, who's supposed to be impartial, and who's supposed to basically be, could hope beyond reproach, or at least be reasonably honorable. His testimony was so contradictory, and involving such a serious issue, such a serious First Amendment issue, that to me, there's no excuse for what he's trying to do. He's trying to be too cute, and I think this is something the President showed today by selecting Susan Rice, and I think Eric Holder has shown the same thing by saying he's going to stay on as long as he wants to.
Well, he had his principal deputy send two letters to you, one yesterday, one the day before, rather to the committee. So he's going to say that that is the answer. So what, you know, what possibly can you do, or what would you do if you were the chairman?
Well, I want to speak to Bob Goodlatte, but I certainly Eric Holder leaves himself open to a subpoena. He leaves himself open to charges of contempt of Congress. I mean, he owes it to the committee. He owes it to the Congress. He is going to lose all credibility. As it is, he's lost much of it. But he's lost all credibility if he tries to hide behind the subordinate. The fact is, he's the one who testified. It was not the subordinate. We're talking about his testimony. We're not talking about some legal interpretation here. We're talking about his interpretation of his testimony. A subordinate cannot give that. And so he owes it to the committee. He owes it to Congress. He owes it to the American people. And I think he leaves himself very vulnerable to, number one, a subpoena, number two, to another contempt citation in the Congress.
But the contempt citation is rather futile, since he himself would be the one who would have to enforce it. The last one he got with Fast and Furious just sits at the Justice Department. It's dead on arrival.
Well, I mean, you know, that is one of the realities. If you're a cabinet officer, if the president wants to stay with him and he refuses to leave, it's obviously it's very difficult for Congress to remove him. But having said that, it weakens his position, it weakens the administration, and with so much legislation coming up that is going to involve the Justice Department, including any type of immigration bill, how the president expects to get his agenda forward, or hope to move it forward, or deal with Congress in good faith, so long as Eric Holder is in that position, is going to be very difficult.
Transplants and immigration, up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stick around for that.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Things on the air ending the week of June 7th. This is the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 items. Actually, at number 4 this week, the child lung transplant case. From my weekday Good Day program, Rich McFadden and I talked to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about this 10-year-old girl in Pennsylvania and the bureaucracy that was keeping her off the donor list. And if, in fact, she hadn't gotten the lungs, she would have been dead.
Doug, you spend a day with me. You know I see a lot of horrible things, and so I become a little bit numb to it. And this is a story that, you know, I'm not on any tranquilizers, but when I heard this story, I wish I was. Yeah. This story has really pulled me out and upset me. But apparently there's an obscure government rule that mandates that adult lungs be offered to all adult patients before they can be offered to someone younger than 12 years old. You know, when doctors transplant organs, it's not like going into the bakery, first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. It's done by triage. The sickest gets the organ first, and there's a bigger demand than there is a supply of all these organs. And in my pithy, common sense mind, it seems that children should be given priority if they're sicker than those adults, in part because children should be able to get more healthy years out of the lungs than adults. Mm-hmm. And you would think that this is common sense, but apparently this week our Health and Human Services top person would not do anything to help this family. You had a dying 10-year-old who has cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is a horrible inherited genetic malady of the lungs. It just destroys the lungs. Without a lung transplant, the average person with cystic fibrosis won't make it to 30. And unfortunately, this poor 10-year-old girl in Pennsylvania has a severe case of cystic fibrosis and appears to be dying sooner. But fortunately, this judge who has some common sense, federal judge Michael Bailson, I want to give him a big hug, ordered Sebelius to stop enforcing the under 12 rule for Sarah, and she's going to get her lungs.
that. Wow. You'd think in a political world, they'd want to do what is more politically expedient. They do everything else for a political expediency. So why not do something like this, even if they don't have a heart? And in this case, the young lady needs the lungs. And these guys said, "Nah, we're going to follow the rules."
They have to look for somebody to break the rule for them because they can't break their own rule themselves.
Then get out of the way and let someone else do the job.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's a good story. And then Sebelius, after the order, said, okay, she's not going to interfere, right? I think that was the bottom line.
That's the latest word.
Yeah. So Sarah Murnaghan will look like she'll get a lung here in the next 2 weeks.
And one or live two. Live a long, normal life.
One lung, or if you have it in one, do you have it in two?
It says lungs.
Both lungs. Yeah.
Immigration reform number 5 on the countdown. Here's Talk Host Jim Turpin with Meredith Shiner from Roll Call about the immigration bill that's making its way through our Congress.
Immigration, what are the chances of, obviously in the Senate, but also the House, I guess, is the bigger hurdle, right?
Yeah, the House is the bigger hurdle, but, this is something, immigration and reaching out to minority voters was the top issue that Republicans pointed to after the 2012 election. I mean, I remember getting a press release from Marco Rubio's office at like 1 a.m. on election night, where they were basically highlighting the need to make sure that Republican parties were still connecting with those types of voters and that immigration reform is really central to that. Now, if you remember, 2007 was the last time that Congress tried to forge a comprehensive immigration bill. The Democrat at the time was leading that charge with Senator Ted Kennedy, the late senator from Massachusetts. And George W. Bush, who was president at the time, was very much supportive of that. And it was actually really interesting because one of my friends up here who works for the Huffington Post, John Ward, actually went on a bike ride with George W. Bush. He does this annual event in Crawford where he bikes with veterans, and he allowed one reporter to come with him this year. And they talked a little bit about immigration reform. And the interesting point that George W. Bush made, and I'm not quite sure that this is right for the party, but he said, you should do immigration reform because it's the right thing to do, not because it's the thing that could gain you votes electorally. And while it's a noble thing to say, in Washington it doesn't really work that way. I mean, the only reason that we're seriously talking about the Senate being able to pass this bill and the House being under pressure to pass it is that it is so essential for the future of the Republican Party. Because right now, Republicans are very divided on what they'd like that future to be. And they're divided mostly on some of these more social issues. I mean, immigration is more of a hybrid issue in that there is a social element to it, but it's also about the economy. It's about being able to make sure that high-skilled workers can stay in this and work in this country. It's about making sure that people who are educated in this country, like students at the University of Illinois, are able to stay here. Because as it is now, you have these top-class students coming from all over the world, coming to the University of Illinois, and being educated in one of the best engineering programs in the country, for example. But then they're not allowed to stay here. And so top companies are losing that talent to companies in China and India. And I think this is why you see a lot of tech CEOs like Mark Zuckerberg, who has put $20 million into an independent group to try to push this bill through. You're seeing that because it's part of an economic competitiveness that right now we're losing out on.
Up next, the NSA, the Supreme Court, and military sexual assaults. That discussion and the way it's been handled on talk radio as the talk radio countdown continues for this week.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Echoes of My Soul is the true story of the historic Wiley Hofford murder case. In 1963, an innocent man was wrongly arrested and interrogated, which eventually led to the introduction of Miranda rights. We spoke with author and renowned prosecuting attorney Robert K. Tannenbaum about the case and his new book on the subject.
The Wiley Hofford case, which is the story of Echoes of My Soul, was cited by Chief Justice Earl Warren when he wrote the majority opinion in Miranda. Earl Warren, who was a very tough DA in Alameda County and then Attorney General of California, of course, Governor of California, before he sat on the bench, understood the reasons why you have to have certain corroborative rules. And the whole issue of how we corroborate statements is critical to understanding the trustworthy nature of how we present evidence in court. And it's very, very relevant today because the Fifth Amendment guarantees that nobody shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property and without due process, and no one should be compelled to give evidence against himself. And when people come into a custodial interrogation environment, they have to be advised of their rights. That is to say, they don't have to answer any questions. And indeed, if they want to have a lawyer and cannot afford a lawyer will provide it for them. And that's what this is all about. And that's what being in the American system is all about. It's all about fairness.
That's former prosecutor and author Robert K. Tannenbaum on his book, Echoes of My Soul.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org. Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along as we go from number 1 to number 10. Number 6 on the countdown, the NSA phone records seizure. Man, this thing is blowing up like you wouldn't believe. I hear our hosts Bill Handel and Gary Hoffman talking about this national security blunder, as some people are calling it. But the folks in the NSA said this is necessary. But why did they leak the court order, and what information are they actually going after?
The National Security Agency that has those satellites flying overhead and can monitor every single cell phone call on Earth, and I think does to a great extent, is currently collecting the telephone records of millions of Verizon customers here in America. It's an order that the government has obtained, and the Guardian somehow got hold of it too in the leak. And this is what the government did. And they had to file, incidentally, a motion to have this allowed. And there's a special court. It's called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, comprising of district court judges, federal district court judges. And it is top secret in and of itself, because you can't file a public motion in open court saying we want these records because this is and these are the people that we think are a danger to America. They want to find out what's going on in terms of terrorism. And here again is the issue of what's more important. And that is catching the terrorists, or potentially catching the terrorists, or getting intelligence, or them finding out what you're saying on the cell phones. And now, should there be limitations? You bet.
Well, there are limitations. They're not listening to what you're saying. They don't even know your name. They say that the only information they're getting is what they call the metadata. They have your number. They have where you are. They have who you're calling, how long the phone call lasts, those types of things. What cell towers happen to be in use at the time. That's the information they say they're getting from it. Now, if that's the case, I don't understand what they're going to be able to tell from that information. If they don't know who you are, I think there's something missing here.
Well, not necessarily, because, and I'm just speculating here. Let's say they have information on a specific terrorist, some chatter that's out there, or an informant. Instead of having to go to court, for example, to get a wiretap to pull those records, because otherwise they have to go to court to get individual records, the information is right there. And if we're talking about an impending attack, I think it makes sense.
But if they're only using the information, like phone numbers and locations,
right,
and time of day and length of call,
they can nail people because they can triangulate. They can say this is where the phone call was made.
But if like you said, I mean, if they're looking for something that's an imminent attack,
Wouldn't you want them to be able to hear the content of the conversation?
And maybe at that point they have enough information where they can get it instantly.
Supreme Court ruling on DNA swabbing is number 7 on the countdown. Hosts Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talking to Louisiana State Police Captain Doug Kane for the law enforcement take on this DNA swabbing. And again, remember, the focus is on those arrested for certain serious crimes.
Give us your spin on this and what law enforcement thinks about this idea.
Well, you know, it's a win for law enforcement, there's no doubt. But as I said yesterday, I mean, it's a win for victims. It's a win for people that are wrongly accused. And I think that's more important than the value to law enforcement. Certainly, if you look, you know, we started this process. Louisiana's one of the first. Back in 2003, a law was passed. And we've collected over 300,000 DNA specimens, for lack of a better term, since that time. Out of those 5,000 investigative leads have been provided to law enforcement, and about 60 to 70% of that 5,000 came from arrestee samples. So you're talking about, you know, 3,000 cases that would have never made it back to a police officer's desk had that arrestee sample not been taken. You know, there's an incredible list of success stories we have. But it's important to note that if you have a sample taken when you're arrested, if the charges are dropped, if you're found not guilty, you can get an expungement and get that DNA sample taken out of the database, wiped out like it never existed. So that's important for the public to know. And those who have submitted a sample and have been cleared, go out, get an expungement, get that DNA sample out of the database if you choose to do so.
Right. That does require you to take some action, though. Sergeant, let me let you speak to those that would say, Captain, I'm sorry, those that would say it's an infringement of our Fourth Amendment right, search without reasonable suspicion to gather evidence for an unrelated crime. You talk about crimes that are solved. But it's usually not because of the crime that the person's arrested for. You know what I mean? So how is this not running in conflict to Fourth Amendment rights?
You know, most of the arrestee samples are not even used in a court process for a subsequent crime. What happens is that arrestee samples hits towards something, a 10-year-old rape. The crime lab sends that investigative lead to the investigator. That investigator then gets a warrant, gets a fresh sample from the suspect by the warrant, and that is submitted as the case for the subsequent charge.
Number 8 item on the countdown, the scandal over military sexual assaults. Host Rob Hunter and Kerry Dozier talking to Senator John McCain, or actually about his comments, McCain's comments, where he suggested that women ought not to be in the military, period.
So if your daughter came to you and said, I want to join the United States military, what would you do?
I'd take her temperature because my daughter will never tell me she wants to join the United States military.
See, you have that going for you. What if you asked Senator John McCain? He would respond by saying this.
A woman came to me and said her daughter wanted to join in the military, and could I give my unqualified support for her doing so? I could not.
This is a bold statement from a military man in John McCain, a hugely bold statement. He basically just said women should not join the military, not because he's sexist, not because he doesn't think women should serve on the front line.
They have no place in the military.
Yeah, no, he's not like that.
Been outspoken on that.
It's because of the number of sexual assaults, so many of them that are being unsolved, uninvestigated, and so many of them are being unreported. Last year, there were 26,000 that were reported, and it's up from 19,000 the year before. And, you know, the military is just kind of like blasé about it, like, whatever.
Yeah, I'll get to what I think he meant when he answered this question or made this statement in the Senate the other day. But I'll say this. It's sort of like when you ask somebody for advice and then you say, what if this was you? What if it was your daughter? Personalize it for me, because then I think you get a more honest answer. You get a more, oh, you really want to know what I think? Then I'll really tell you. Because if you just ask me, should your daughter join, I'm going to look at you and go, I know your daughter. I don't think she should.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you, what he said was, it was basic, like an unqualified yes. In other words, does this go for all time? Can I give you an unqualified yes that I think your daughter should join the military? No, I cannot. An unqualified yes is a pretty big ask as well. It's like, There's a lot that goes into should you join the military, should anyone join the military. If somebody said, should Rob Hunter join the military, would I give it an unqualified yes? I'd be like, hell no.
He doesn't follow orders.
Rob Hunter. He should not join the military, right? So an unqualified yes for anybody joining the military is probably a pretty risky thing. But obviously, John McCain knows why he was asked this question. He was asked this question because of the rape in the military headlines. And he knows that when he speaks on this, it's like E.F. Hutton. Everybody leans in and goes, what'd he say?
Right.
So they want to know.
Up next on the countdown, Chrysler refuses a recall and Major League Baseball prepares for suspensions. That's up next on our weekly review of the hot world of hot topics in talk radio, news talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cam cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jack Steffen, number 9 in the countdown, the Chrysler Motor Group has had, according to the feds, need for a recall, but they said, no, we're not going to do that. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to Ralph Nader about the recall the government suggested to Chrysler and why Nader thinks they need to suck it up and comply.
I'll bring up the history of 1965, the book that upset everybody at first in the auto industry, Unsafe at Any Speed, but then, of course, affected a lot of changes. Let's bring it up to 2013. Your take on this latest bit of news where Chrysler is saying to NHTSA, no, wait a second, we don't agree, we don't believe our vehicles are unsafe.
Well, I think the documentation is to the contrary. I think there have been dozens of people burned in these Jeep Cherokees. I spoke to leaders of Fiat, I would say 2-3 years ago in Milan, and while they were taking over Chrysler, and I said, for heaven's sake, you weren't responsible for this. Get these cars recalled. And I think it's a real mistake, a huge public relations mistake, as well as a humanitarian safety mistake, for Chrysler to do that. It'd be much better, as other auto companies have done, is to swallow the embarrassment, recall the cars, save more lives.
You know, it's interesting, though, as you look at this, the statistics, Ralph, data from NHTSA's Fatality Analysis Reporting System show 24 models, none of which has been subjected to a recall, 24 models are more likely to be involved in a fire-related rear-impact fatality than the Jeep Liberty, for example. 54 models more likely than the Jeep Grand Cherokee that's being chosen. So I guess all we would look for is some fairness in the way they dole out this kind of work.
Well, the Center for Auto Safety under Clarence Detlow, should have on him on the show, is an engineer and a lawyer, differ. They think it's worse than that. But it is true. NHTSA has been too weak in a number of areas where they should have ordered recalls. Remember, this is just a request for a recall.
Right. And by Chrysler saying no, they're merely following the recourse that they have every right to, and then there'll be a hearing, and then there'll be a decision. They went through this before. They went through this back in 1996 through 1998, in fact. And they first they said no on a recall, and the court said they had to do it, and then they got a reversed decision, and that NHTSA had unfairly held Chrysler to a new standard. And I guess what Chrysler was saying is when they built these things, they exceeded the standard they were supposed to be at. And you're right. The people who now own Chrysler had nothing to do with these vehicles, but be that as it may, it could turn into a big public relations problem one way or another.
It's not worth it for Chrysler to do it. I mean, auto companies have recalled millions of cars. Actually, they get credibility boost when they do so, and they sell the returning car owners, extra products. When they bring the car back, I'm telling you, it's a mistake for Chrysler. They should not do that. It's only going to get worse for them.
Number 10 item of the countdown, Major League Baseball drug suspensions. Here's host Mike Francesca talking to CBS's John Heyman about the testimony that could lead to the suspension of at least 20 Major League Baseball players due to their use of performance-enhancing drugs.
Give me your take on this whole thing. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's big that Anthony Bosch, the proprietor of Biogenesis, has agreed to testify to Major League Baseball. That's a key step.
Now, John, does that mean they paid him? Because if he was up for sale...
Yeah, they have been willing to pay some people. He's a guy who's had his hand out looking for payments from all sorts of people. So I'd be surprised if there wasn't money involved.
How credible is he? Is he? And I heard a report which said they were afraid the players were going to pay him off first. If he was open to the highest bidder, how credible is he?
Well, there are definitely some issues with him. In his first interview with ESPN a few weeks ago, he said he wasn't involved with performance-enhancing drugs. So if he's now going to come and say that he sold and gave performance-enhancing drugs to A-Rod, Braun, what have you, the players, the union can say, well, what about this? You had already denied that. Which time should we believe it? In fact, with Braun, the first time he said he was a consultant for Braun's legal team. So there are a lot of issues with him. Baseball will need to corroborate this. They do have the notebook. There is other evidence that can be gathered that can perhaps corroborate what he's saying. But you're right, Mike. He definitely has a credibility question, if not issue.
Now, the Players Association came out today and said baseball has told them that they have not rushed the judgment on any player yet, that they're willing to listen to everything, including the players. Where did this 100, if that's true, where did this 100 game suspension stuff come from?
Well, I think baseball can try to do what it wants in terms of the length of the suspension. They did give a 100-game suspension to the minor league Cesar Carrillo, minor league pitcher from Detroit, but he doesn't have the protection of the union. I think the union would have a lot to say about that.
That's a recap now, our top 10. At number 10, the Major League Baseball, yet another drug fiasco. Chrysler's recall refusal is number 9. Number 8, the sexual assault focus in the service. Number 7 is the Supreme Court DNA swab ruling. And number 6, the NSA phone record seizure, and yet another scandal for the Obamaites. Number 5, immigration reform. Number 4, the child lung transplant case. Number 3, Eric Holder and the Department of Justice scandal. Number 2, Susan Rice, and some people say this is a scandal too, the fact that she's been appointed to the NSA directorship. And the IRS scandal, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.